185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
185 and 0, bro. What's up, bro? Throw some, bro. I'm gonna taunt you, Boxer X, forever with that win, man. And every time I get a new win, you know, it's a you know. I don't know, man. That was a legendary fucking victory, man. It'll never get old, man. Like the Wilder, when I smashed Wilder in the ring, when I beat Jules Walla, when I beat Derek the Giant. That was, like, all those fights were a long time ago, but it's like they're still talked about, you know? Especially the fight with Anthony Thompson in Las Vegas. It's been like, well, yeah, that was recent. That was this year. I'm saying my new win, it was like fucking 8 days ago, man. It's not that I choose to take like 2 months off, which for me would be quite a while, because I, you know, the most I take off after any win, you know, is a month. After I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, I took a month off and I came back and I beat Troy. And then after Troy, I took like, 11 days off and I came back and I beat Lee. Well, Leo, the 180 and El Samoan, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, listen, I always beat heavyweight boxers, skilled heavyweight boxers, skilled MMA fighters that are heavyweights, but I didn't think I was going to find anyone, because everybody was just backing out and terrified of the champ. But to find a 180-0 boxer with the gym like about to close, and all that, that's some destined for greatness type shit, man. He put on the gloves, and then I just put it on him. Put it on him. And my girlfriend hit me up like 10 minutes before the fight, and she asked me, she's like, baby, are you busy right now? I'm like, well, yeah, but I always got time for you, baby, you know. And I was talking to her, and I mean, yeah, what can I say? Good luck charm. But I always went, even when I was married with Daria, I would always beat the fuck out of everybody. But what I mean in good luck charm is that I found an opponent. Of course I'm going to win. But, yeah, something that I want to say publicly on the air. I'll even make a YouTube video about it. Charlie Zelenoff, the pound-for-pound king, the pound-for-pound best boxer in the world, the man that dethroned Deontay Wilder's fake WBC bullshit title and knocked out Deontay Wilder inside the ring, and prove that the UBF is the ultimate boxing organization and championship. Now, Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound, 185-0, 150 knockouts, will continue fighting for another 15 to 16 years. You hear me? Boxrec. You hear that? Troll TV, delusional. Troll TV. I think that's Rick Robinson. I'm pretty sure it's Rick Robinson. He said it's not. Hey, listen, you're not Rick Robinson? Yeah, whatever. Who are you then? What's your real name? Come on, pussy. What's your real name? 15, 16 more years of me winning fights on YouTube. Of me beating guys like Wee Wah Leo, Jules Zavala, Derek the Giant, Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu Champion, Marines, Navy SEALs. I'm pretty sure I'm going to beat the shit out of some more paid professional actors. Look, I always find great opponents. A 180-0 amateur, there's a lot of amateurs with a lot of fights, but the thing is, the guy was a heavyweight. You know, the dude was like the size of Lennox Lewis, about that size, a lot more skilled than Lennox Lewis. That guy would murder Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis is a glass jaw bum. He lost to Haseem Rahman, man. Do you know what I would do to Haseem Rahman? I would fucking kill that guy, man. What the fuck? I made a video today showing my last four wins. Listen, Anthony Thompson, the Kung Fu champion, Troy, and the 180-0. Okay, four of them, all great opponents. If not, okay, three for sure world class. Anthony Thompson, world class. Kung Fu champion, world class. And the Wee Wah Leo, obviously, he was the best one. And I beat all three of them. Troy, if not world class, then top level. Top level opponent. Like, very formidable opponent. But three of them are for sure world class opponents. And hell, maybe Troy's a world-class opponent. It's just I knocked him out so fast, you can't. I knocked out the Kung Fu champion just as fast. But see, that motherfucker, you could tell he was southpaw stance. He was like, you know, you could tell. Like, he was quick. You know, as soon as I started throwing hands at him, he tried to dodge. He blocked the second shot, but then I knocked him out of the 1-2. I hit him in the jaw, and then I just put him to sleep. That was it. I just put him down. That's it. Yeah, what can I say, man? It's been amazing, man. Amazing experience, you know, winning all these fights. And that's why I said I'm going to fight for another 15 to 16 years. I've decided, and I'm not changing my mind. Look, I mean, I've been married before. I have a serious girlfriend now. I'm going to Europe to meet her, and we agree to move in together, and that is a huge step. And the reason why, like, we agree to do that is because we talk every single day, and we build such a strong chemistry with each other that, you know, yeah, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna move in together, and in Europe, that's when the wins are gonna start piling up to 200, to 250, to 300, to 400, to 500. And listen, I mean, it depends on the competition, how often competition will step up. I scored 2 wins this month. This is the last day of the month. Tomorrow's April. April Fools, and all you fucking delusional fools got exposed by the GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff. Now, with that being said, 15 to 16, that's more than a decade. That's a decade and a half. You know what I mean? For another 15, 16 years, you motherfuckers are going to witness Charlie Zelenoff winning fights. Charlie Z beatdowns on YouTube versus heavyweight boxers. Marines, heavyweight boxers, kickboxers. Possibly get some more Navy SEALs in there to whoop on. You know, you motherfuckers are... But rest in peace, Boxrec. It's over. It's been over, but this is it. I'm going to wipe out what they call mainstream boxing. I'm going to win so many fights that literally the entire world, everybody, that people that are not even boxing fans will know that I am the GOAT. Everybody will know it. Irrefutable. It is already irrefutable. It is already beyond obvious. It is already, it's common sense. Come on, I'm the greatest. Nobody fights this often. Nobody punches this hard. Nobody punches this fast. Nobody weighs 160 pounds and fights guys that are 225 pounds and beats them. Nobody does that besides me. Cruiserweights, heavyweights, I beat them. I'm a fucking middleweight. Last time I weighed myself, I was like 160, then 162. I'm walking around right now between 160 and 162. Who the fuck from mainstream boxing, 160 to 162, middleweight, super middleweight, beats motherfuckers that are fucking heavyweight or cruiserweight? Who does that? Nobody. Only I do. And that is why I'm the GOAT. Pound for pound, number one, and number one fighter in the world, period. Meaning I can beat any weight. That's why in the underground, we have open weight. Anybody can fight anybody. Nobody, you know, has to make any weight. You fight, whatever you walk around at is what you fight at. And that's why it's called, that's why it's the UBF, the Golden Era. The Golden Era of boxing. You have one champion, the greatest champion of all time, Charlie Zelenoff, one champion. And hundreds of challengers, 185 challengers, and they all lost. And 186 will fail too. 186 is going to get knocked the fuck out or brutally stopped. And when I'm 200-0, I'm going to have 165 KOs. Yeah, I mean, bottom line is, listen, man, I got to 200. We'll get there. I got to 100, no. So just the triple digits, I did it. So 200 is just, you know, it's huge. You know what I mean? It's like 100 is like amazing. It's like, wow, 100 and no. Triple digits without a loss. And then 200 is like doubling 100. It's that much bigger. You know what I mean? 200 and no is going to be huge. I'm going to do it. You know, but right now I just want to relax and enjoy my last win. Listen, beating a 180-0 fighter, it's not something that you could do every day. It's hard to find any opponent, for that matter, at all, any opponent. But to find a guy who's 180-0 And to give him his first ever loss, you know, he's not 180-0 anymore, man. He's 180-1. He's still 180-0 in the amateurs because the UBF or the pros, but he's not an undefeated fighter anymore because he lost in the pros, in the real pros, to me. It's on video. I schooled him. I mean, whether he landed that left hook in the end or not, he got his ass beat the whole fight. I think he skinned me or something. And then he hit my glove or some shit. He missed. He didn't. Nothing flush. Nothing clean. My punches, like I said, the 128, man. Throw some, bro. Bam. That was a highlight reel. That was a highlight reel, man. Charlie's on off the goat, man. Yeah, Europe is going to be one hell of an experience for me, man. My girlfriend's a bombshell. Troll TV, you're sick in the head. I mean, I don't watch your videos at all. Before I would click on some of this psychotic motherfucker shit, I don't watch. I just see the titles, you know, like from the side. I don't click on them, though. He's mad that I said that I'm moving in with my girlfriend and he, like, said that I'm getting married again. Kwan, you wish you had a hot Russian girl, man. What's up, bro? Throw some, bro. You can't throw shit, man. Oh, man. That's Rick Robinson, man, because he uses that word, gimp, whatever. Gimp, whatever the fuck that means. Well, I got Rick Robinson. You're a fucking schizophrenic kid. Yeah, and if you're not, who cares, man? Like, who gives a fuck who it is, man, under that screen? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Yeah, I made a new video where I'm laughing at fake wreck. Boom. Left to the face. Oh, sublime, yeah, sublime. Charlie Zonoff, the best in the world. Yeah, I mean, like, literally, my girlfriend's a bombshell, man. So I'm so lucky. I mean, like, no, I just don't understand, like why this sick motherfucker keeps mentioning this Kim Kardashian slut, man. Like, why are you mentioning her in the same sentence as the champ's name? I have a girlfriend. What the fuck? I got married, like, me and Daria were together for 2 years, and Daria's fucking hotter than Kim. Fuck yeah, she is. Anybody would tell you that. Yeah, whatever, she wasn't the one. She was a little fucking brat, you know what I mean? But whatever, we're talking about her looks. Daria fucking beats Kim any day. She's 20 years old. My girlfriend, I'm not going to say her age, but she's, you know, she's in her 20s. She's a bombshell. I'm telling you, go to Russia, go to Ukraine. Man, you're in America. They have plenty of women that are hotter than Kim, that are hotter than Megan Fox, and that's it. Yeah, I'm going to marry my girl whenever she's ready, you know what I'm saying? I beat a 180-0 fighter. I'm the best, man. I got nothing to prove. I'm laughing at all of you clowns that hate it and talk shit. Hey, you saw the video where the rap song was like, I never lose fights. I'm a natural. All the lyrics matched everything, like, about the fight and about who I am as a person, who I am as an athlete. I never lose fights, natural. Like, all these wins I score, it's all natural because, like, I'm naturally the most gifted boxer in the world. That's right. He said, dimes. Yeah, my girlfriend's a dime. Dime piece. That's right. 185-0, man. 185-0 doesn't happen by accident, man. 185-0 is the best boxing record of all time. 15 wins shy of 200, man. I'm going to do it. Charlie Zay, the king. The king of boxing. Yeah, man, it's just 15, 16 years of, well, I mean, like I said, at least till I'm 40. I'm saying the maximum till I'm 45. That's a long time, man. Yeah, Boxrec is dead, man. They're done. The supreme boxing skills that I showed in my last fight, it's nobody can deny it. I mean, it's on video. And the guy did throw back in the end, and I completely just dominated him, clowned him, just hit him with jabs, hit him with hooks, with crisp fucking rapid hooks. And then in the end, I forced him to exchange, and then that's it. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle the volume punching. He couldn't handle. But see, even when I box, I throw so many punches. If you watch all my fights, okay, the Kung Fu Champion, bam, 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 knockout. Troy, bam, bam, knockout. Okay, like all my fights, Jordan Holloway, one of my best wins, fucking, like threw a shitload of hooks, volume punches, knockout, TKO, he quit. You know, even when I box, I throw so many jabs. I'm a pressure fighter. You know, the way I throw punches, I throw, like, against Anthony Thompson, right hand, left, right hand, jab, bam, 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 bam. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you put this joker, Floyd Mayweather Jr. or Anthony Joshua, the weight, open weight, I beat everybody. Anthony Joshua, he's easy. He's garbage. Floyd is way too small. I beat Deontay Wilder. I would kill Wilder now. Saying Floyd Mayweather, like, he's never faced the type of pressure that Charlie Zonoff, you know, applies on heavyweights. Heavyweights can't take my power and speed. How the fuck is this little 5'8", 147-pound fucking dwarf? I'll fucking kill Mayweather Jr., man. That guy's a bum. 6 losses in the amateurs, man. Beat a heavyweight who was 180 and no. That heavyweight would send Mayweather Jr. to the hospital, man. That guy would smash Gilles-Zavala. I just realized that Gilles-Zavala, I mean, I'm not going to say he's weak because it's going to, you know, it's going to make, then it would make my victory look bad. It was a great win, I mean, performance-wise. But competition-wise, I mean, he wasn't shit. I told you, these TV fighters are not shit. Gilles-Zavala got his ass beat. He was slow. He was swinging back. He was not gun shy. He was missing. He was hitting air. That 180-0 Lee, that guy would kill Gilles-Zavala. I'm like, come on, that's obvious. That guy was better than Gilles-Zavala. Anthony Thompson, the Kung Fu Champion would beat the shit out of Gilles-Zavala, I bet. Okay, Anthony Thompson and Lee for sure would destroy Gilles-Zavala and Deontay Wilder. Those two, okay, and Derek the Giant and Dijon. Those two opponents that I beat, Anthony Thompson and the 180-0 guy, they would annihilate Deontay Wilder, Dijon, and Gilles Zavala. And all these fucking fake-ass heavyweights on television. Mayweather has no business with these guys because he's not a cruiserweight or heavyweight. He does not have the power that Charlie Zonoff possesses. Mayweather Jr. is just a fucking fraud, a clown. He's a joke. In June, I'm gonna knock somebody out cold, and another world class heavyweight, and it's gonna take away all the shine from the Mayweather McGregor if that fight if that fake farce, whatever you want to call it, if that fake shit ever goes down, Mayweather McGregor. Charlie Zonoff is the face of boxing. I've proven it in my last win. Proves it, you know that. Like I said, man, jabs, hooks, you know, volume punching. I throw so many punches, it's just like nobody has a chance. you, like I said, even when I box, I'm always throwing punches at you. Jab, jab, hook, jab, hook. It's like, fuck, man. Shit, man. I wouldn't want to fight myself, man, if I was somebody else, man. You know what I mean? It's like Charlie Z the GOAT, man. Hey, go watch my last fight, man. I beat his ass. And another thing I want to address. When these desperate, delusional haters start saying, oh, but we Googled him and we can't find Anthony Thompson and we can't find 180 and Leo. We can't find him, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait, and look at the way they fight. You know what I mean? It's obvious they're fighters. You can tell just by the video. You know, you can tell that, okay, two world-class boxers are squaring up and about to box. Charlie's going off, and the 180-0 Samoan Lee. You could tell by watching it. You see, like, sometimes you get low-level fights. Like, you type in just any, like, underground fights, whatever. You get you some low-level shit like Andrew Retardley or, you know, and Delray Reigns. You know, you get guys like that, like, low-level, you know, Arkansas, you know, throwing sloppy swings, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing, you know. That yeah, you know what I mean? But see, with Charlie Zelenoff, you know, you see my fights, whether it be a KO, a TKO, or even a points win, I'm so sharp. I'm, you know, I beat him to the punch. I'm so fast. I'm so strong. I'm such a great boxer. Even though there's no ring, my ring generalship, the way my movement around the gym, it's obvious that I'm the greatest of all time just by looking at it and just by looking at the opponent that I beat. It's obvious that he's a world-class fighter. He's a lesser fighter than me. But he's still a world-class fighter. You don't have to look him up. You can just look up the fight and watch it yourself, and you can see that I beat a world-class fighter. That is the explanation. This is it.